Hello, this is Master Fei, giving you a special podcast this 31st of March, 2008. I'm going to give a little brief announcement about a upcoming training at Breath of the Tao Clinic, and follow that by a reading or some notes I have from the I Ching or the I Ching. Let's start with that brief announcement. I want to let everyone know that there is a medicinal Taoism theory and advanced training for Qigong practitioners weekend seminar, and this is going to be soon, May 10th and 11th, 2008 in San Francisco. The cost is going to be $450 a person, and space will be limited to 15 people only. We'd like to ask you if you could register by April 1st, 2008, and receive a discount if you do, for a total cost of $400 for the weekend. Brief overview of this seminar is you will learn the Taoist views of human conception and body-mind-spirit development, some pre-TCM channel theory, Taoist psychology, as well as advanced techniques, mantra, mudra, and microcosmic orbit practice for self-cultivation. This is open to both beginners and advanced practitioners. Again, that's May 10th and 11th, 2008 in San Francisco. You can contact us at medicinalqigong@yahoo.com. Find further information at medicinalqigong.org. Also, get in touch with the group at http://health.groups.yahoo.com/group/medicinalqigong and listen to our primary audio newsletter at http://medicinalqigong.podomatic.com. Okay, thank you again for your attention on that announcement. And now we're going to discuss a little story about the superior person. Every person needs a goal or something to follow. And these are just some of the qualities of the superior person. One is humble. One is willing to let others go ahead of him. One is courteous. One's good manners stem from their ability and concern for others. One is good-natured. One is calm. One is always inwardly acknowledging the wonder he feels for all of creation. One is willing to give another the credit. One speaks well of everyone else and ill of no one. One believes in oneself and in others. One does not swear. One is physically fit. One does not overindulge. One knows what is enough. One can cheerfully do without. One is willing to look within oneself to find the error. One is true to what one believes. One is gentle. One is able to make decisions and act on them. One is reverent. One carries on his teaching activity. One does not criticize or find fault. One is willing to take the blame. One does not have to prove anything. One is content with oneself. One is dependable. One is aware of danger. One is certain of one's right to be here. One is certain of your right to be here. One is aware that the universe is unfolding as it should. One is generally happy. One laughs easily. One can cry. One is all right with oneself if another wins. One's happiness for another's happiness is truly sincere. One's sorrow for another's sorrow is truly sincere. One maintains no hidden agendas. One is thrifty and therefore never in want. One finds a use for everything. One honors everyone and is therefore oneself honored. One pays attention to detail. One is conscientious. One values everyone, and therefore everyone values the one. One is optimistic, one is trustworthy. One is good at salvage, one is patient. One knows the value of silence. One is peaceful, generous, considerate, and fair. One is courageous in the face of fear. One is clean and tidy. One does not shirk from one's duties. One causes others to feel special. One expects things to turn out well. One is always seeking to benefit others in some way. One's presence has a very calming effect. One is not attached to things. One sees obstructions and chaos as opportunity. One sees opposition as a signpost deflecting one in the right direction. One always sets a good example. One is always joyous of heart. One takes thought for the future. One wastes nothing, and therefore, he always has enough. One obtains nothing by force. One overlooks the mistakes of others. One has greatness of spirit. One is clear-headed. One does more than one's share. One meets others more than halfway. One only rests when it is time to rest. He acts when it is time to act. One never feels bitterness. One is very forgiving. One does not pretend. One is not cynical. One studies. One always respects the ancient masters and teachers. One is always inspiring to others. One nourishes nature and is therefore nourished by nature. One always leaves things better than one found them. One does not make a show. One always practices goodness. One is simple. One's intentions are always beneficial. One is a wellspring of determination. One never boasts. One produces long, life-lasting effects. One has endurance and is flexible in his thinking. One does not overspend himself. One does not strive foolishly. One is consistent. One does not go into debt. One lives a very simple life, nurtures his good qualities and virtues, is always sensitive to his inner prompting, exists in the present. One feels no break with time, is very cautious, always kind. One holds one's goals lightly in one's mind, allows no opposing thoughts to enter, and as a result of natural law, is drawn inexorably to his goals. One seeks enlightenment. One sets limitations for oneself, within which one experiences complete freedom. Always careful of one's words, one does not use flattery. One depends on himself for happiness. Always feels secure. One knows the truth of one's existence. One does not strive for wealth, fame, or possessions. One turns back immediately, having discovered that he is on the wrong path. One practices daily self-renewal. These are just but a few of the things that one does to become the superior person. Thank you. And until our next audio newsletter, I wish everyone a great day.